This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in 2021, President Joe Biden directed the Department of the Interior to develop a plan to conserve at least 30% of our lands and waters by 2030. In collaboration with the Departments of Agriculture and Commerce, many have argued that President's true intention is to undermine private property rights, restrict landowners' ability to control their own lands, and prioritize environmental, non-governmental organizations over hardworking American producers of energy and agricultural commodities. So joining us now to discuss these details of the and implications of Biden's 30 by 30 agenda is Marcy Lafine. Marcy, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here. Always glad to be a part of this conversation.
I remember years ago talking about Agenda 21, and I guess this is the next level. So
yep.
I'd like you to fill us in. I'm not as familiar with this one, but I think we need to get familiar because this is, as we've just talked a little bit before the show here, this is terrifying, frankly. So, Marcy, preserving America the beautiful is a great on paper, but the devil's in the details. In Biden's 30 by 30 conservation plan, please explain what this is. What prompted the adoption of this plan? And tell us about it, Marcy.
So you kind of have to go back further. Like you had mentioned, the Agenda 21, unfortunately, George H.W. Bush had done some things with that. It was non-binding. The Senate did not ratify it back when he was president. Under Obama, he proceeded to join the Paris Climate Agreement, and Trump pulled us out, thank God. None of this has been ratified by the Senate. You know, our Constitution it would be kind of handy at this point in time. But then Biden proceeded to have executive orders, and their executives 14008, 13990, and I think one called 14072. He's got multiple executive orders, which he claims can just build on the Clean Water Act, which, again, back to history, Nixon put it that in with the EPA. This stuff goes way back. Clinton put in sustainability language throughout our government. So there's building blocks that have been put in place, and now we're at a place where they're just undoing the language. They're redefining. You know, it's a Marxist tactic, right? So what we think sustainability means is not what we think it really is. Or conservation. For them, you know, farmers go, yeah, I'm all about conservation because they have to preserve the land for their their family, for the generations to come. But this means no humans, no livestock on it. They really want no people to be productive on the land.
Yeah, that brings up a lot of questions for me. And, you know, again, conservation on its own is not a bad idea. But when government pushes the idea out there and takes our right to make decisions away, it's very concerning. And you know, I remember Agenda 21, a way I would summarize it is that basically the policy was that they viewed humans as the problem.
Yes.
I just find that very troubling.
Well, yeah. And they honestly, this is that depopulation mentality. Yeah. But they look at cattle as a problem, which is such a joke because if you look at them as being a cud-chewing animal, well, so are deer. And I think are elk. You know, so if you look worldwide, there's just as many of those ruminary animals as there are cows. But yeah, we're going to target the food supply item that we all enjoy. It's so suspicious. And if they really cared about water, they would, you know, like today I was reading on their latest thing, their climate core and the different places where they're trying to put in Justice 40, and they're always about diversity and inclusion. So this isn't just about 30 by 30. It's up. It's changing our whole climate of our culture, and they're bringing in ESG, DEI with everything they're doing and where they're implementing it. But they threw out $12 million to Kansas City to create a canopy, you know, the new trees. $12 million. I mean, where's that money going to go?
So Agenda 21 seems like it was policy-driven, you know, trying to reduce the impact of humans on the planet, so to speak, right? And discouraging air conditioning and automobiles and pushing forward bicycles and things like that. This one seems like there's another component to about basically a land grab and a water grab. So some argue that this is nothing more than a federal land grab. Are they right?
Yes. And it's already been happening. Yeah. 50% of the West is controlled by the feds. 97% of Nevada is controlled by the feds. Just see how they've done it through the years, and it's through regulation. They've driven off the ranchers. They've driven off the farmers, so they no longer can be sustaining a ranching or farming job, and so they leave the land, and it's taken. The other area is National Heritage Areas. It's scenic byways. Right. They call something called Viewshed. There's nature conservancies, which are for perpetuity. I mean, forever. And they, sadly, we have a very aging population in our farmer realm. And so they don't have kids coming back to the farm. Well, people come in and go, we'll help you protect your land. But they don't, they're not being honest about what's being in those conservation things that lock it up forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And so I guess it leads me to a question. So how do they plan about how can they possibly take someone's land, and is it even legal? How do they do that?
So again, the conservation easements are one where the people sign and they don't realize that they've become serfs on their own land. Somebody else is managing it. They have no say anymore. Again, the language is not what one person thinks it's one thing, whereas the feds mean something entirely. And again, it's the regulation that people can no longer survive. But it's not just the land. It's about the food. And we are seeing the one thing recently is EPA came out with new regulations about our meat lockers. I just talked to my butcher in Whitewater saying, hey, is this affecting you? And he said, no, the cutoff is 6,000 pounds of butchering per day. Well, a steer can be 1,200 to 1,500 pounds. That's only four steer a day that you're butchering. Before they were going to have to put in a water treatment system before their wastewater would reach the sewer. So we're facing losing another segment of our meat butchers, which, you know, COVID, that was a real deal, right? And we're facing losing them. So back to the 30 by 30, the fact that President Biden, these executive orders, has mandated that they put these in at lightning pace, because, of course, they call it a climate crisis, right? It's an emergency. We got to do it right now. That they're coming into every single agency and they're cutting corners on public comment periods or cutting the time. They're not having second rounds. It is so deceptive. And I'm, you know, there's been praise God, Attorney General Kobach has been joined many states on many lawsuits on these things because they keep trying to put it in.
He's been great for the landowner. He understands the Constitution and the threats of our government, frankly. We're listening to Marcy Lafine. She's talking about the Biden 30 by 30 agenda. So, Marcy, will Congress have to pass any legislation to enact any of this, or can Biden and his administration just put out this plan by an executive order?
It's happening.
It's happening right now.
It's happening every single day. We get new reports every single day of how this is happening.
It's just terrifying to me.
It's very alarming.
Yeah.
No farmers, no food. Have you seen that movie, the documentary by Epic Times? We're living it.
Wow.
And
it,
all you have to do is look to Europe. They're 20 years ahead of us, and you're seeing them telling them the farmers have to cull their cattle. Mm-hmm. They're having to give up their land. But again, and the language, you know, we were talking before we went on air, they're even your education department, right, is putting this down. And so you got kids in schools watching Before the Flood, which is a radical movie about climate science. We're going to die, and you got to stop eating meat, and you got to do your part because it's this doomsday thing that's not based on truth.
Well, it seems like a lot of this is just totally junk science to me.
It's junk science.
It's just horrible. And this is driving policy. It really is. It is alarming, frankly. You know, I think back about Agenda 21. I guess their goal was to do all these things by 2021.
Yes.
They obviously failed,
right?
Which is why I guess we're on round two of this. But it's actually worse.
So they have 17 goals, the UN Agenda 2030, if you look at them, and it's very comprehensive.
Okay.
It's every arena of life except religion, because it is a religion.
Hmm.
And so they're looking to implement this in every facet of our life and have it be earth worship or subordination. I mean, this is about ESG scores, environment, social governance, and they're wanting to, well, we didn't get into the natural asset accounts yet, but Biden has mandated every agency to do a natural asset accounting. So they're trying to put a monetary value to photosynthesis, pollination, clean air, clean water. Well, what a perfect way to offset your $35 trillion spending habit is to come up with this fictitious government-generated valuation of everything. But then, honestly, it's going to put the feds against your private landowners because they're the largest landowner.
So it leaves me to a really, I guess, a thought here. What can anybody do about this, and where can they go to get more information about it?
So, oh gosh, American Stewards of Liberty is a phenomenal resource. I have found them to be very reliable with the latest information. I would say if you're in Kansas, if you're a county commissioner, join the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition. They are front and ahead of the game because they've been helping Western Kansans deal with the federal government with this lesser prairie chicken, with the Quivira water issues. They have been learning the coordination technique, which our federal agencies actually have that language within them, and most county commissioners do not realize that they actually have the power to call a meeting that the feds would have to come sit down and they would get to set the agenda. Now, one county mistakenly did that. They were just trying to have a meeting and they didn't realize what they were doing was calling coordination. If you call that and you're not ready, the 9 big wig attorneys from the East Coast show up and you're sitting at playing hardball with some big guys.
Well, as a county commissioner here in Sedgwick County, when Richard Ranzau was here, he did lead us to join KNRC, and we actually did that. Carl, Peter, John, and I supported
Carl
that.
Told me that.
Yeah, we did that. So I was very proud of the fact that we were part of the KNRC. I think, unfortunately, the following election in 2016, we lost the majority, and the county basically thought this was not important. I think it's incredibly important.
It's incredibly important, and when I spoke at the Pachyderm a couple weeks ago, I was like, your food, do you like to eat your food? Because this is getting real when they're coming in and dictating conservation.
Well, Marcy, thank you so much for taking time to help us understand this more deeply. We really appreciate your expertise. You're fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.